Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Tuesday, February 26, 2013 Carrboro Board of Aldermen meeting. This is a public hearing meeting. We have two items on our consent agenda. Before we even get to the consent agenda, I think it would be helpful to go ahead and address the fact that we have scheduled item B1 is a conditional use district rezoning conditional use permit application for 201 North Greensboro Street. The applicant, as I understand it, has requested that, or requested on Friday, that we delay this.
I'm asking that you speak up because they can't hear you in the hall.
The people in the hall can't hear the proceedings. Is there any way to increase it? There's about 30
people. Well, it's plenty loud in here. Can you turn up the TV out there? Okay.
We've got it.
All right, cool. Okay.
We're already exceeding the fire marshal.
Okay. So, so number one, I'm not not sure exactly how to deal with this situation, but it is we have a fire code issue which requires that the doorways be clear. So closing the door is not the solution. That door needs to be open, and some of y'all are sort of standing right in the doorways, right back there, and I need you to move aside and leave a clear path through those doorways. I'm sorry that we don't have a larger meeting room. All right, so item B1, we received on Friday, I believe, a request from the applicant to delay the public hearing about the rezoning and conditional use permit for 201 North Greensboro Street to a later date. I think the suggestion was the request was to hear this item at our April public hearing night. Where are the representatives from the applicant? Is that okay? So, is that what your request is? Okay, I want to make sure we're clear. I think before we proceed any further with the agenda, it'd probably be helpful to everybody for us to deal with that request and determine how we're gonna move forward.
I'd like to hear why the request is being made. We have how many people here? We have, this is the third time that the public has prepared for a public hearing. I'd just like to hear why the request is being made before I can vote on it.
Okay. Thank you for the silence here. Would a representative of the applicant care to come up to the podium and address that question? Let me say, while you're approaching, I apologize. I should have. Before we continue, let me point out. I apologize. I should have explained. Alderman Randy Haven O'Donnell very much wanted to be here tonight. Her mother passed away earlier today, so she's dealing with that situation, and I know all of us will keep her in our thoughts and prayers and her family. And we'll understand that means that she can't be here for this important meeting. Sir, go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor and members of the Board of Aldermen. Jason Barron with Morningstar Law Group, 630 Davis Drive, Suite 200 in Morrisville, North Carolina. I'm here on behalf of the applicant and the various applicants' representatives. We've requested a deferral primarily to do two things. One, our firm was recently engaged to assist in the zoning process. I understand this has been going on for quite some time. Essentially, we've been brought in to see if there might be a fresh set of eyes and fresh set of ideas that might be able to broach some sort of meaningful compromise between the obvious interest of the community in the zoning process and the interests in the business owners, the property owners, and the developers developer in this case, to try to move forward with something that will work for everybody. So to answer your question, Madam Alderman, that's the nature of the request, and that is to see if there is a way for us to try to broach the gap that exists currently. And again, I'm basing that on 72 hours worth of information, but certainly a lot of information, petitions, and a tremendous outpouring of people here tonight.
Is there any further explanation beyond at the last moment realizing, or I don't know, like what is it exactly that drew the applicant to feel like they had to do something urgently or at the last minute? Is there any response to that?
Well, I think part of it, based on my understanding through the client, is that they don't want to give up on this site because they like this site, they like Carrboro, they like this location. So they want to try to figure out what they can do in order to make this process work.
And so the process so far has not served in identifying what else they what they could do, is what I'm understanding is implied.
I can't speak to the process before I got here, sir. Again, what my understanding is...
Is there someone who has been involved more in the process than someone who just stepped in?
Part of it, too, is also the...
Chris, you
Can you come on up? Because more so than usual, people are watching this at home. Although, actually, it seems though like they all came, actually. But
Chris Bostic, Kimley Horn & Associates, engineer for the project. The other reason for requesting the deferral was just the receipt of the planning board comments was just made on Friday. We read the planning board for their final decision on Thursday. And just the short time frame to be able to respond to the concerns that were voiced by the majority there is problematic for us.
But can you understand why for the community having three delays, like people may begin to worry that it's, you know, it's kind of to discourage public discourse.
And you know, and that's absolutely not the intent. I think we delayed the process once before and did give a fair amount of notice before we delayed the process last time. And we are, I don't think the board is meeting in March, so the delay would be till April. So I think there would be fair notice. And we did put in writing that we would come in April. The last time we requested an indefinite deferral, and this time it is we were being specific with the deferral in April.
Have we ever had a time when a public hearing was deferred because the public requested that it be deferred? In my 23 years, I'm trying to remember if that's happened.
Yes. I mean, it seems to me that there have been a number of occasions on which I can recall, I mean, I don't have specific recollections of dates, times, or projects, but I can recall over the years that on occasion, folks, neighborhood representatives would come to the board and say, you know, we have only been aware of this project for X particular time, a short time, and the developer's been doing this for, you know, 9 or 10 months, and we've just had, you know, 3 weeks of notice or whatever, and the board has agreed to delay things to give them an opportunity to work things out. Okay. So, yes, that has occurred.
That's kind of different this time.
I can think of other occasions, actually, at least one other occasion with this project where the developers requested a delay to a later date. What I can't think of an example of is an occasion when the developer asked for essentially more time before holding the public hearing, and where we turned that request down and insisted on moving forward with a public hearing despite the developer's request for more time.
I don't have a recollection of doing that either. But doesn't mean it didn't happen. I just don't remember.
I'm saying basically the same thing. Like I can't think of a time when that has happened.
Have developers notified the staff this late before? Because that seems like another condition.
Quarter of five on Friday?
On a Friday after the public's been notified.
And after the packets have gone out?
Well, I mean, I think I can. I mean, it seems to me there have been situations where people came to the public hearing. I mean, you know, came and spoke at. Didn't raise the request or delay until actually the public hearing was until like now, you know, where there was extremely short notice. So But I'd be hard pressed to give you a specific example off the top of my head. I don't recall.
I guess I would amend my earlier response, Jackie, to say I think my recollection of the context in which neighborhood representatives would ask for the delay was in the context of the hearing. They would be holding the hearing, and they would say, you know, we need more time to be able to respond to this because.
So we would continue it.
Yeah, I think that's closer to my recollection than having people come before the hearing started and say, would you delay it? I think it usually occurred as they spoke at the hearing, saying, we haven't had enough time to respond. Would you don't decide this tonight, postpone it. And the board has typically done that to give either time for folks to work things out or provide more information.
I mean, that happened, for example, with the that sort of thing happened with the Johnny's various times that the Johnny's rezoning came almost came before us.
But with when the developer makes the request, wouldn't that normally be because there was some significant change to the plan that would make it delayed? Otherwise, people are here to talk. Unless what they would be talking about wouldn't be anything like the plan that's going to be brought to us.
Mm-hmm. I find it troubling that given how much the developer's already spoken with the community, how many times they've already gone to advisory boards, got responses, connected with town staff, that it comes to a point where it's response to the planning board's objection to the plan that the decision's made to regroup and come back. And it's concerning to me because I would have hoped that through all the processes in connecting with the public and connecting through the advisory boards that enough time and in the process awareness of whatever the issues were that the planning board had would have been responded to in time. It's almost as if you're betting the planning board deciding one way given the bare minimum of what you could push, and then that didn't turn out to be what you got, and so now you want to go back to the table and come back with something else. And it's a different case when the public doesn't hear, because I know it's really hard to get the message out on public hearings. We had a public hearing the other week about how to use our money, and no one showed up. So, but for a developer who's fully engaged in the process, it's a harder thing to understand for me.
Go ahead.
I'm not quite so troubled that we didn't get notice until Friday, because I do think, I mean, they heard not just the planning board, but they, you know, heard the recommendations of all the boards. And, you know, they told us on Friday. It was late in the day, and so a lot of us didn't find out till late in the evening. So that doesn't trouble me quite as much as it does some other board members. But you know, the purpose of the advisory board process is to do this, to give feedback, to hear what the public has to say, and to respond to that. So in that sense, they are hearing from the public. I mean, we haven't even gotten to say one word about it yet, you know, although we're hearing from everyone else about it. But I do agree with some of the other sentiments here that I'd be more inclined to continue it or reschedule it or whatever if you were coming back with something different. Because, you know, if it's to respond to what we've seen and what's before us, you know, we all have a lot of the information. You've gotten feedback a couple of times. I think it's been twice. So that's kind of where I think I stand.
What are our options here?
Well, let me.
Can I say something? Can I speak on, I mean, just on what Lydia said? Because I was on the transportation board, and I don't think that process is exactly represented well in your words.
No. Okay. Thank you.
Sorry.
Sorry, but then everybody's going to want to. And everybody does want to speak. That's the whole point. okay. So this public hearing, the public hearing that's on our agenda for tonight, is a conditional use district rezoning and conditional use permit for 201 North Greensboro Street. So it's a one public hearing on two different matters, Mr. Attorney.
Interrelated matters. The hearing is a concurrent hearing. The process is one in which there are two elements to the proposal. One is a rezoning, and the other is the issuance of a conditional use permit. But the hearing would be a concurrent one, and would be conducted in accordance with our usual standards for so-called quasi-judicial hearings, conditional use permit hearings. And for us, that means that the people who speak would ask to be, we'd ask them to be sworn before they give their testimony or say what they want to say. And then at the conclusion of the hearing, when all of that is completed, the board would first decide the rezoning issue, and if it votes in favor of the rezoning, then the next issue would be whether to issue the conditional use permit. There would be that deliberation. If the board decided not to rezone the property, then that would end the matter because they couldn't issue the conditional use permit because they can't do that without the zoning. So in response to your question to what the board's alternatives are, it seems to me that you have three. You can decide to if you wish to avoid going through all the notice period again, what you could do is just open the hearing and continue it immediately to another date. Basically postponing the hearing without hearing anybody. Second alternative would be to open the hearing, hear whoever wants to speak or whatever until we go to the point of exhaustion this evening or whatever point you want to you end it, and then continue the hearing to another time. The third potential alternative is to open the hearing, hear everybody, close the hearing, and make a decision. But the board says, you know, the normal policy is in a matter that is controversial, and I have some indication here that that could fall in this category, that the board's normal policy, if you will, is to not decide a controversial issue on the same evening of the hearing and to continue it. So if you were to do that, I would advise you not to close the hearing but to keep it open. So bottom line, all that said, you really have essentially two alternatives. One, open the hearing, continue it to a date in the future, and not hear anybody, or open the hearing and go through it and then continue it.
It's an interesting situation having to consider both a rezoning issue and a conditional use permit issue at the same time. I certainly know you know better than anybody in this room, Mr. Attorney, but for the benefit of the public, I want to point out that there's an important difference between rezoning issues and permit issuing issues when they appear before the Board of Aldermen. The zoning decisions are legislative decisions. They're decisions that the Board of Aldermen has fairly broad authority to make a determination based on lots of different sources of input, based on things that are not necessarily sworn testimony, to decide whether or not we believe that a particular rezoning proposal is in the best interests of the public health, safety, and welfare, or something close to that. Whereas permit issuing decisions are considered like a court case, they're quasi-judicial cases, quasi-judicial decisions, and our decisions have to be made entirely on the basis of matters that are entered into the public record at the public hearing. And to the extent that are based on things that people told us that those things need to be, in other words, if you want to speak at this public hearing on the permit issue, you're going to have to stand up and be sworn in and speak under oath. And our decision making is sort of constrained. It's confined to considering only those matters that are in evidence at the hearing. And our job as elected officials in considering a quasi-judicial matter is to maintain an open mind about the matter until after we've heard all the evidence, after all of the evidence has been submitted, then at the end of that process to decide. Just as, for example, the judge in a court case shouldn't decide who he thinks ought to or she thinks ought to win or lose a case until after both sides in the case, or however many sides there are. Point is, until all parties have had their opportunity to present their evidence under oath. And you know, stop me if you disagree with any of what I've said there, Mr. Burrow.
You're accurate.
Okay, so I think it's sort of important for the public to understand that distinction. It's odd situation here, because this public hearing that's on our agenda tonight is both types of decisions. It's a public hearing on both types of decisions at once, both the legislative issue that we have broad discretion to use our good faith discretion and judgment to make a decision about what's best for our community, and at the same time this quasi-judicial hearing under which we have to, you know, base everything strictly on what we hear and the evidence that's sworn to, and how whether or not the developer's application meets all the requirements of the ordinance. And if we find, for example, that the evidence leads inexorably to the conclusion, as in some hearings it does, that the applicant has met all the requirements of the ordinance, we don't have any discretion to say no in a situation like that. So can I get some clarification? I am leading up to a question, I swear. I just wanted to put it in context. Mr. Attorney, if to the extent that part of what this public hearing is about is this rezoning issue, this legislative issue, would there be something inappropriate about somebody voting on somebody coming in to this hearing with already a fixed opinion about whether or not a particular rezoning should happen?
No.
Okay.
That's a criteria that is applicable to the quasi-judicial, the evidentiary proceeding. But in terms of the rezoning, which is basically a policy matter, as you pointed out, you're not bound by evidence in the record. A disposition formed before the hearing on the rezoning matter is not a disqualification for voting on it.
Okay. I want to say something then, because I think we might almost be discussing the wrong topic as far as whether to have this public hearing tonight or whether to have it in April. But from my perspective, I'm very open-minded about what types of land uses might eventually go on the various lots that are involved in this public hearing that is to come. But having given a lot of thought to the entire situation, I'm really not at this time willing I don't think it is in the best interest of our community to change the zoning on this block. I think we have arrived at a set of zones that we have applied to this block, and there's a mix of different zones on the block, and I think it is. We've struck not just in this block, but across all up and down Weaver Street. In particular, we have struck a very careful balance over the course of the last, you know, 30 or more years in determining what the mix of permissible uses ought to be, and I feel like it would be at this point, kind of, for my part, it would be kind of disingenuous to even hold a public hearing on the question of rezoning on that block, because I think we have already arrived at the mix of permissible uses that are in the best interests of our community. So all of which is to say, I'm perfectly happy to allow the applicant more time to do whatever they might care to do with their application for a conditional use permit. But I don't really, from my point of view, see a need to have a public hearing on the rezoning. So point being, I guess my real feeling, if there are others, if there is so much as one other person on the Board of Aldermen who agrees with what I'm saying, then I don't think there's a need to have a public hearing tonight, because as I understand it, the rezoning is subject to a valid protest petition, and that there would have to be, we only have, well,
still two
regardless, if so much as two people vote no on any rezoning because there's a protest petition, then the rezoning cannot go forward.
Mark, I agree with what Mayor Chilton said. I didn't come to this decision. Some people may have thought that I had a predetermined idea of just being against this project, but I actually do believe in mixed use, high density in our downtown. But I also believe that we need to be protecting the historical neighborhoods of our town too. And it happens that this property is right on the boundary of our Milltown, our old historic neighborhood, and there's precedent, even creation of a new zoning to allow for commercial without getting rid of the houses there, so that there is a transition between the higher density mixed use and the houses in Old Carrboro. You know, there are any developer seeking to modify a policy that's established in our town would have to go above and beyond what would normally be asked from a developer if they were just coming to do a zoning in something that's already allowed for whatever use they had. And I don't feel that this proposal approaches anything knew that on many fronts, and some of the advisory board spoke to that. It's also the value of the local living economy. The other thing that's at stake here is increasing our tax base, but we have to do that with an understanding of the quality, not just the quantity of the tax base that we're trying to increase. And so I didn't find anything in any of the advisory boards or even our staff speaking to the local living economy. And I find that really troublesome that I seem to be one of the only ones speaking to that aspect of what I would hope would be a value of our community. So having said that, I stand with the mayor, and I think it would be a hollow process to go through with something like this, given how clear I see the issues as they stand. And it isn't in response to what some folks have said is NIMBYism, a lot of neighborhood people coming out and speaking against the project. This is based on town policies as expressed through our zoning and through other policies like the downtown
neighborhood protection overlay.
So it's by both of those that I'm coming to this decision.
Let me interject here. I understand what both of you have said, and I stand by what I said earlier that I was answering Mary your question as to whether or not a predisposition firmly held or not. Regarding a legislative matter, which is the rezoning, would not be a disqualifying circumstance. Nevertheless, I think I would not advise you to circumvent the hearing process, particularly since under the ordinance it provides that at the time an application is made, there's an opportunity to decide whether or not to send it to public hearing. Having sent it to a public hearing, I think if you're, unless the applicant were to decide they wish to withdraw their application, if they, having requested a public hearing, want to go forward with the public hearing, I would submit to you that I would not advise you to disregard that request. I think that you, if they want to have the public hearing, they should have the opportunity to present their information to you and have you consider it. And it's also conceivable that they may be so persuasive that see things in a different light.
Okay, so here's really my point, though, is I wonder whether, having heard what I've had to say and having heard what Sammy had to say, what the developer's pleasure is with respect to holding a public hearing and when. Because, you know, I guess what I'm trying to say is, you know, I think it would be more productive to hold a public hearing at a later date upon an application that's based upon the existing zoning on that block. And I'm wondering whether that's what the developer would like to do.
Can we have a minute to discuss that?
Thank you. Can have a minute to discuss that. While you are discussing that, we are going to consider the consent agenda. Mr. Manager.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, members of the board. There are two items on the consent agenda. One is to modify the agreement with El Centro for the Community Outreach Services Program. And item number two relates to a recommendation from the Environmental Advisory Board for the recycling containers for use in downtown.
Move the consent agenda.
Second. All right. It's been moved and seconded for the consent agenda. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed. Matter passing unanimously. Yes, ma'am.
Can I ask a question about the when the Environmental Advisory Board brought up the rollout, the recycling bins, they also asked a question about rollout containers. And you were going to ask the county if, because the county was saying they might pay for rollout containers. Do you know what I'm talking about, David?
Well,
I just wondered what the update was on that, because this is just about recycling containers downtown and a grant
right.
for that, not rollout containers.
Not to be mystical or anything about it, but there's a lot going on with recycling with Orange County, and probably by Friday,
you'll know.
Something. We'll know. That okay. There's some things in play,
awesome.
So to speak. So we'll see. We may have more control over it at some time or an opportunity, so we'll see.
Okay.
All right. The other matter on our agenda is a public hearing to amend stormwater volume control provisions of the land use ordinance.
We need to vote.
Oh, we didn't vote on that yet? Mm-hmm. I'm sorry.
We did. I just asked a follow-up question that was somewhat related.
My mistake, not yours.
That's okay. Well, I should look at the town clerk. Did we vote on that?
Yes.
We did.
Okay.
The other item on our agenda is item B2 is a public hearing to amend stormwater volume control provisions of the land use ordinance. Is there anybody here tonight who came to speak on that public hearing? From
I think the public here. I've seen him.
He was outside earlier. Ken
somewhere.
Well, we haven't begun. We haven't actually begun item B1.
That's right.
All right. Can somebody from the staff see if they can locate Ken Ryder? Mm-hmm. Ken Ryder, can you come in here? If it is okay with you, I think we'll proceed to hear item B2. I know all of you came to hear B1, but I think item B2 will be relatively quick, so hopefully.
I didn't sign up to speak, but.
You're the applicant.
What's that?
You're the applicant, right? So.
Well, we originally were the applicant, and staff worked to make the modifications. We received the wording we're comfortable with, and I think there was some minor changes just this afternoon that they were comfortable with. So we, as part of the redevelopment that we were pursuing, the new stormwater requirements created some challenges, but the wording as it's proposed is acceptable to us. And I think provides the flexibility for other redevelopments to move forward, not just in the urban area, but in suburban and other areas.
Okay. Does the staff want to add anything?
I did not.
In front of you, you do. Yeah, and you do have an amended ordinance at your seats in front of you.
Okay.
Yes, perfect.
Let's just take a look at the amended ordinance for a second. To the maximum extent practical.
The gist of what it does is it provides for consideration of permeable paving. I can't say that word very well. Permeable paving. In terms of dealing with the issue establishing the amount of post-development runoff. That's one thing it does. And secondly, it provides for some flexibility, whereas now it's an inflexible standard that says you have to, you cannot have post-development volume of runoff in excess of pre-development runoff. Now it adds the word, and the word that is in your amendment, it appears as practical. It should be practicable.
That was what I was going to ask.
It should be practicable, which is certainly my favorite weasel word. That gives some flexibility to, under circumstances where they're almost there, but they can't quite get that last percentage or two or three or four, it gives them, under circumstances where they can demonstrate a significant reason why they can't do it, it provides that the approval authority can agree. So,
okay.
But there's still some oversight.
Right.
Oh, yeah, there's oversight.
Yeah,
there's
still oversight.
It says, to the maximum, I think the word is in there, maximum extent practicable. Basically, the standard is that you don't want to have the volume of post-development runoff exceed pre-development runoff, and you have to achieve that to the maximum extent practicable, which means they got to come up with some pretty firm reasons and evidence to show you that they just can't get there, and then you could provide some relief. That's what it does.
Okay. So is there... we don't have to open and close it because it's legislative. Instead of
you just have
judicial.
To open it.
Okay. Well,
you have to hold it.
I opened it. Is there a resolution?
Yeah.
And an ordinance?
Yeah, so
is that right?
Resolution.
A1 is the resolution.
Right.
Here it is. Okay. So and that should also reflect that. Practicable clause, is
it
that
should,
right?
It should.
Okay. So I'm taking it your motion is with the
to the
maximum extent practicable clause in it. Is there a second to that motion? It's been seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, matter passed unanimously. Is there a motion for the ordinance? No, it's oh, sorry.
It's
an ordinance. Well, that's actually the that's
18. That's the one if we
weren't. Exactly.
Yeah.
The next page is to move the ordinance.
So okay. So Lydia moves the ordinance, again, with the language to the maximum extent practical, seconded by Michelle. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, matter passes unanimously. Okay.
Thanks very much.
Mayor?
Yes, sir.
There's a Prius in the parking lot or lights left
on? Well, that's
an announcement.
Yeah, probably. It
can be 100 people, but...
So with the 50 of you, is that a way to clear out the room?
The breeze.
Michael liked that.
I think most of these people actually walk here. But anyway, whoever it is got a big battery. They'll be all right. Okay. The applicants and their counsel have returned. Do you want to address the board about what your request is with respect to this public hearing?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. We've heard the sentiments of a majority of the board, or at least two members of the board, which would effectively kill the rezoning petition, that the property, that the will of this board is not to rezone the property in question. Our request would be to withdraw the rezoning application and revise our conditional use permit application to comply with the existing requirements of the zoning that's currently in place. Again, to develop in a way that's consistent with the zoning that's in place, that the policies that come from that zoning, and to continue on with a conditional use permit process.
Okay. So in terms of timing, what are you hoping for as far as when we would hear about this conditional use permit application?
We would like to be able to amend the existing application and come back before you all in April with something that complies with the existing zoning and doesn't require a rezoning.
Is there time to go before the advisory board?
Let me suggest this. Perhaps it would be appropriate for there to be a motion from the board to refer this conditional use permit application back to the developer without setting a specific date at this point about when it would come back.
So moved.
Because it may need to be reviewed by additional advisory boards, and we probably cannot get to the bottom of the question of what there is time for. What all schedule that implicates, but I think it's clear that there are a lot of people who are following this situation closely, and I'm sorry that this means that you would have to come back on another night to speak on whatever that revised permit might be, but I think that's what it would mean. Is there a second to the motion?
I just want to make sure it's clear that when I was stating my position, it's how I'm going into this process, that there would be a high level of convincing that would have had to happen for me to beyond what I've already received in this packet. There may even be people from our town, maybe even a majority, that would speak in favor of your project. But as far as I've heard so far, my perspective is that's not currently in place. So that's where I'm coming from. Basically.
Okay, so this is a CUP, so it's a different standard.
No, I'm talking about
you're talking about the rezoning.
One, the rezoning.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I just want to be clear about. My,
because
I do value a public hearing, and it's in the sense of, from everything that's in our packet, and everything that I've heard so far, that it's highly unlikely that I could be swayed otherwise because I haven't seen anything so far on the zoning.
Yeah, let me just emphasize that what I've heard them say is that they're not going to seek a rezoning, so that the issue will be coming back to you if it comes back to you. At all, it sounds like it would be a purely quasi-judicial matter about which the board would have to keep an open mind until you get to the public hearing and base your decision, as the mayor said earlier, on the evidence that's presented at that hearing. Assuming that there's no rezoning to be dealt with if they return.
Okay, and so I'll also point out, since I currently have the attention of a whole bunch of people who are interested in this project, one of the things that will mean is that just as a judge, you know, you can't go talk to Judge Buckner outside of the courtroom about your speeding ticket case that's coming up next week. Likewise, it's not appropriate for the board members to be speaking to the public or indeed to anybody about this potential permit application. We're interested in hearing from you. We welcome your letters. It's just that we cannot talk about the case. You're welcome to talk about the case all you like. You're welcome to talk about the permit application all you like. You're welcome to communicate your thoughts to us in writing. But you'll forgive us, perhaps, if we're not we don't make ourselves as available as we might on some other issues to sit down and talk to you and have a sort of a back and forth exchange of ideas. It's because this is a quasi judicial matter.
Why does the developer get infinite access to the town and the town staff while the people in town have to wait and come back to another meeting?
Well, I don't think they do, and I don't think I'm part of what I'm telling you is it's not about I'm not talking about the town staff. I'm talking about the elected officials up here who have to make this quasi-judicial decision. We're at this point not going to be able to talk about this case outside of that public hearing whenever it happens.
And that includes our conversations with the developer as well as say that includes our conversations with citizens. It's
we won't
like
be
nobody.
We won't be talking to them about this, and we won't be talking to you. It's not that we don't love all of y'all.
But you can but talk. You can talk to staff.
You can talk to staff.
You have questions about that.
You absolutely can talk to town staff.
And you can email us, and we can refer those emails to the public record. We're just legally not allowed.
As recently as a couple of days ago, I've had a phone conversation or two, or an email exchange or two, perhaps with some of y'all about this. I have always made a point of focusing on the rezoning questions involved. But what I'm saying is that it looks like where this is headed is that there's no longer a rezoning issue involved, and so it's going to be purely a quasi-judicial hearing, and therefore I cannot discuss it outside of the public hearing that would eventually happen. I'm just going to entertain two more questions total. Amanda.
Okay. Excuse me for revealing my ignorance. So does working, if the developers are working within the existing zoning stipulations, does that mean this design is alive or dead? Does this mean they're going to bring building back?
Presumably the application will be modified in some way from what you've seen so far, but that ball is really in their court. I mean, they wouldn't have asked for a rezoning if they didn't need one in order to do the plan that was to have been a public hearing on tonight. I said I'd take one more question. It'll be right there. Yes, ma'am.
My question is there any point to have meeting, I understand that there's a permit issue, but isn't it that before the permit comes up that the rezoning is the issue? And then couldn't it be that we have all these people assembled to give their ideas to the developers in order to perhaps give a fresh, totally fresh look at perhaps not even having a pharmacy there, but like a fountain with a doggy park?
Okay, well, yeah,
if I could ask just one question, and I hope that'll be the last of them. For the sake of time, and I understand that you all have your policies that you go through, and there's boards that we have to visit, and I understand that there are folks in this audience who have been at this process for an extended period of time. Again, I just would like to reiterate, we'd be willing to come back in April in the interest of trying to resolve this as judiciously and effectively as we possibly can, make the modifications that we need to, have them reviewed by the planning staff, and then come back to you all. I don't know if that's feasible given your board schedules, but we'd be willing to do that to avoid a lengthy period of time within which these folks would have to be involved.
As far as I'm concerned, we'd be happy to hear it in April if it's ready in April.
Okay.
For the CUP.
Yes, just the CUP.
So are you withdrawing the
rezoning?
Rezoning application.
Yeah, we would be willing to do that if we can be heard on the CUP.
Exactly.
And I think it's important if it's for a CUP that it would go back to the advisory boards as a process. Because what was indicated earlier today
if it's a significantly different project, I think it would have to go back to the...
So they might not be able to hear it before April, which is what Jackie was suggesting.
Presumably, it will be a significantly different project. If they could have done this project without a rezoning, they wouldn't have asked for the rezoning.
So
I'm going to call on just one more member of the public because she was actually the person I meant to call on. Yes.
Everybody that put forth the time to come out here, I mean, as a mother, I've been getting babysitter after babysitter. And so it's really important for everybody's voice, not necessarily to be heard, but to be known. So if we could get a head count, I would really appreciate it.
Everyone who's here in protest, please raise your hand.
Somebody tell me what they see out in the hall.
And all the people out here.
No. I'm not going to put anybody on the spot here. Okay. All right. Thank you. That's interesting. I appreciate that. All right.
So one point of clarification for the public.
Yes.
So I feel that there are a lot of people here who are objecting there for two different reasons. One is for the scale of the project that was proposed on the corner. And there may be another group of people who are protesting on the fact of CVS being on that corner. I want it to be very clear, though, that what we're talking about now is going into a process that we will have very little say as to whether CVS will be on that corner or not, because it is a matter of us comparing existing zoning and ordinance relative to what the proposal is. So
whatever it may be, whatever it is, whenever it's presented.
And whether it fits what the folks...
Which are totally binding.
It's very binding. So I don't. Can I finish, sir? I just want to make this point because I don't want people to leave this hearing with a false sense that
this is over.
That CVS is not going to be on that corner. If anything, they're going to be on that corner. It'll just be a smaller building, and there will be much less. Say in what they can do within the parameters of what's allowed on that corner. So I want everyone here to understand that. And as we make the decision of moving forward or not, one way or the other, that we're all clear on that.
How can we encourage CVS to sell this property back to local businesses?
I do not know the answer to that question.
Mr. Mayor, let me just...
For the people in the room who are not as familiar with town government, can you just go over real quickly which town staff they should present their questions to? Because they may be used to going directly to representatives and not be familiar with the town manager. Mm-hmm. Or whatever staff they're supposed to go to with questions?
Trish, stand up for a second. Trish McGuire is the department head, the head of the planning department, and she would be the main person to contact. Do I dare to give out your email address, Trish? I think that would really be the best way to contact her. Town staff with any questions, it's P. McGuire, P as in Patricia, McGuire at townofcarborough.org. Townofcarborough, all one word, .org.
Is it M-A-G-U-I-R-E or
M-C?
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. P as in Patricia. All right, P as in Patricia, McGuire, McGuire, at townofcarborough.org. Okay. Really?
Let me just emphasize for the members of the audience that again, what I know you, I think you all have said this, but for, so that everyone is perfectly clear, the issue that would be before this board, if it comes back to this board in the conditional use permit process, is whether it complies with the ordinance and whether it should be, if it does comply with all the specific requirements of the ordinance, height, setback, use, all that sort of thing, whether or not it would satisfy the other. There's four sort of general criteria about harmony with the neighborhood, property values, public health and safety, and conformity with the comprehensive plan. Those are the issues that would be addressed in the hearing. What would not be addressed in the hearing is whether it's a good idea, whether you like it, whether you don't like it, whether you wish that the zoning were otherwise. In other words, there's a set of standards in the ordinance. If they meet it, they get the permit. If they don't, they don't get the permit.
And it might also be worth realizing that we are empowered in these situations to regulate essentially the way that land is used. And we've set up a set of regulations about the way that land is used. Who owns that land or who leases that land does not have to do with how it is used. In other words, the issue that we're compelled by North Carolina law to consider at that later public hearing is whether, for example, a drugstore is an appropriate land use, or whether a drugstore in a building of X, Y, and Z description that they're gonna propose meets the requirements. The fact of whether it's CVS or Walgreens or Carborough Family Pharmacy or whatever, who the owner is not something that we are lawfully empowered to consider. I know that who the owner is maybe important consideration from a lot of y'all's points of view, but it's simply not something that we're allowed to take into consideration in making the decision. You're going to have the last word.
Thank you.
an actual question. So a couple months, years back, whatever, throughout this process, at the point where you had three plans that were being proposed to the town, there was an issue, the idea that you have to bring it back to CVS and have that conversation with them for them to pick which one they want to put forth. What do you think the likelihood is that they're going to be down with having a plan just in without the rezoning?
I don't know. I'm certainly not capable to speak on behalf of CVS. I don't know. I don't know, Chris, if you've got any better idea.
The fact is, by pulling our rezoning application, we don't have a plan that is currently approved. So it's incumbent upon us to go back and see what we can do based on the results of the discussion tonight.
Based on the nature of the conversation that you had with them then, okay, what's your
I really can't speculate on that. I have no idea.
Okay.
Absolutely no idea.
All right. I believe that we have no more matters on our agenda for tonight, so it would be appropriate at this point to consider a motion to adjourn.
Mr. Mayor, I'm sorry. In my notes, I don't have the mover or the seconder to
I had suggested that there be a motion to refer this matter back to the developer. So is there a motion to that effect?
I'll move to refer this back to the developer.
Is there a second?
Second.
All right. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed, matter passed unanimously. Thanks. All right. Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Is there a second? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, matter passes unanimously.
That's the only one who said aye.
That's okay. That's still.